this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another live edition of the broadcast. We are live on Sunday nights. And hello to everybody listening all across the country on satellite, over the internet, especially over at TalkStreamLive.com, over the GCN website. Hello, hello, hello. All right, a lot to get into tonight. In the later part of our first hour, I will be talking cryptocurrency. We're building quite a following of people now that tune into this show to listen to me talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And we'll talk about that probably in our last segment. Will be mostly cryptocurrency, but a lot in this first hour, including Paul Manafort's jury, what's going on with that, Omarosa, what in the world's going on in Chicago? It's like a war zone. What's happening with the movie pass? There's a big feud going on near Wichita, Kansas over tiny homes. We'll talk about that. Tonight in hour number two, my guest is perpetual traveler Wade Shepherd. And this is going to be fascinating. I have recently kind of started as a hobby, really, messing around on YouTube, following some of these people who are called vloggers, and they're travel vloggers. And what vlogging is, video, blog, you get it, vlog. And they live in hotel rooms. They don't have a home. They just travel nonstop. And we're going to talk about this whole idea of perpetual travel. This is becoming very popular, especially with people with YouTube channels. Wade Shepherd is a really interesting guy. He's got a couple of books out. I believe one is out. One is coming out shortly. He's in very tied in his travels in Asia as well. So we're going to have a lot to talk about in hour number two and this whole idea of perpetual travel. Next week in hour number two, our guest is our friend who will be back with us. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis will be here to talk about his new book, Alliance of Evil. But we're going to start it out tonight with something I found just so interesting today. And it's so interesting, I wrote an article about it, put it up on the blog over at ChristianMoney.com. You can find the article. It's the article about a guy by the name of Ed Hennessy. And he is a former school teacher in the Orlando area, which that kind of got my attention because I'm only about an hour from Orlando, where I live over here on the east coast of Florida. And Ed Hennessy is 45 years old, lives in Orlando. He quit his job as a teacher. He is now a personal grocery shopper. Now, you might think, okay, so why is that such a big deal? Get this. He earns $100,000 a year doing grocery shopping for other people. And so we put up a big article on this. I just love these opportunities for a lot of reasons. I'm an entrepreneur. I love the idea of people becoming entrepreneurs. But we've got a big article on this. And the company behind this, it's kind of like an Uber for grocery shopping. I had never heard of this. So maybe I'm living a sheltered life. The company is called Shipt, S-H-I-P-T. Shipt, and it is owned by Target, this company. And how it works is you pay $99 a year to become a member, And as a member, I guess you, I don't know if there's a limit to it, but you get grocery delivery to your home. And all you're responsible for is paying a tip. If you want the tip, you pay a gratuity to the person delivering your groceries. And then the deliverer receives, the delivery person receives a fee from the shipped company. I guess they get a percentage of some sort. In any case, we broke this all down, put this in an article, and there's even a video embedded in the article of a stay-at-home mom that's doing this part-time. This is all across the country now. You can do this as a full-time or a part-time gig, and it looks like a simple thing to get into. The requirements are pretty basic, that you have a car, that you're at least 18 years of age, you've got auto insurance, your car is at least a 1997 or newer. I mean, there's not really much they're really asking for here. It's apparently easy to do this. And I guess they're saying people are averaging about $22 an hour doing this. Now, if you're somebody that hates going to the grocery store, this is probably not for you. But it sounds like a pretty neat thing. They've got an app. And so just like if you're an Uber driver, you sign in and you're available. And so you start getting, you know, rides on your app and you go pick people up and you make money. The same thing, but your passenger is a bag of groceries. In this case, it's not a person. It's interesting. We were just listening to the top of the hour news, and they're talking about self-driving cars now becoming like the new way that groceries might be delivered to your home. I know Amazon has talked about drone deliveries. This is really interesting to watch, because I wonder, is the grocery store going to go away? Is it going to be that your local grocery store really becomes more of like a warehouse, and you go online and you order your groceries and they just show up at your house? In my case, it's just my wife and I now. Our kids are grown. So my wife used to, when our kids were growing up, she used to do that once a week trip to the grocery store, where it was literally a half hour unloading her car, bag after bag after bag of groceries. You had to get food for all the kids' lunches and food for our dinners and all the different, you know, snack foods and dog food and all the soda and everything else that we had to have as a family of five people. Now that it's just my wife and I find myself pretty much, I go to the grocery store maybe every day, every other day, just to pick up the food we need for dinner. My wife shops for her own lunch food that she eats as a school teacher at her job. And I shop for my own lunch food, just usually buy one or two days of food. And what we've been doing is on Saturday mornings, we go down to the flea market in St. Augustine here, and they have a huge farmer's market. We can get all fresh produce directly from the farm, and we're paying about a third for our produce. So we've been buying in bulk our produce on Saturdays and then bringing that home for the week. But this whole niche of the grocery delivery has just kind of got my imagination running wild here. And when I saw this article, it was in Money Magazine, and then we sort of did a summary of the article and reposted this over on the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. I thought, wow, a school teacher quits his job and is making $100,000 a year as a personal grocery shopper. And it says here he works 60 hours a week. So it seems like he's super ambitious doing this. Maybe not everybody's going to make that much, I would guess. But I've got a video here, young lady saying she's making like, I think, $19 an hour, she said, and she's a stay-at-home mom with two young kids. And I guess she could probably bring her kids with her on the grocery runs. That would be a cool aspect of it. The website for Shipt, S-H-I-P-T, Shipt.com, says you can make about $22 an hour. Part-time, full-time, interesting. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, what in the world is happening with the Paul Manafort jury? Stay tuned. Everybody, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee. Where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, it was shocking, and I guess that would be the understatement of the week. This report that came out of Pennsylvania about the Catholic Church, and you just wonder. A grand jury report released Tuesday alleged that 301 priests in Pennsylvania abused as many as 1,000 children over the past 70 years in parishes around the state of Pennsylvania. And the most troubling part of all, if you followed the story, is the cover-up that the top people, and it went way, way up in the Catholic organization, maybe as far as the Vatican, where people were moved around who were known to have abused children. I can't process this in my mind, because I get the fact that if you have a large organization, that you may have a problem with some people doing terrible things. But the idea then that you cover it up, I don't get, especially when the cover-up includes keeping those priests around children to be repeat offenders. And whether you're a Christian or a Catholic or whatever your faith is, we've all got to agree on one thing, that the most precious thing we have are our children. And someone that would take the innocence of a child and sexually abuse, rape children, just how in the world that person would be allowed to continue as a clergy member. I can't process this. It makes literally no sense to me on any level. I mean, I get the fact that when people do bad things, an organization might try to protect itself by covering that up. That I get. That's human nature. Even though in this case, it would be covering up really one of the darkest sins you could ever commit on this earth. I mean, I guess short of murder. Many people have equated it to murder, sexually molesting, raping children. So I get the human nature cover-up part of it. But to keep these same priests around children and just move them around to do it again and again and again, that I don't get. These priests should have been, if they were going to do anything and try to sort of keep this in-house, maybe banished to some post where they were by themselves, or at least at a minimum, not around children. I don't know. I guess I'm trying to make reason out of something where there is no reason. But here we go again. And this is just Pennsylvania as we're talking about these numbers. And as much as I know Catholics, and we've got a lot of Catholics that listen to this program, I'm not in any way disparaging your faith, which all of us, our faith is separate, right, from the individuals that are in the pulpit, that are in leadership in our churches. Our faith is with God. It's not with men. However, as much as we want to diminish this and say, well, it's just a tiny percentage of priests that were doing these kinds of things, this is Pennsylvania alone. And this is, just those that were caught. The grand jury report alleging 301 priests and over 1,000 children. I mean, that these are big numbers, and that's just Pennsylvania. And apparently the entire Catholic community there in Pennsylvania is really just really wondering what to do with this information and really shaken by this, and rightfully so. All right, let's talk about the Paul Manafort jury. And I find this very, very interesting. And I really think that whatever comes out of this could be extremely pivotal in the whole Mueller investigation. Because remember what's going on here. Paul Manafort was with the Trump campaign for a very, very short time. I think it was less than 3 months that he was with the Trump campaign. And if you remember, he was brought in just before the convention, because there was some talk or rumor that somehow they might try and steal the nomination from Trump on the convention floor using some kind of, tricky maneuvering. And Paul Manafort is supposedly an expert on dealing with convention floor votes. So that's kind of the reason, maybe the sole reason, he was brought in. And so he was only there for a short time, a matter of weeks, really, less than 3 months he was there. So the idea that he was targeted and is being put under all these charges and pressure as a way to get him to, quote unquote, flip against Trump, I think is very interesting and really shows, I think, the special counsel is grasping at straws to go after what is a really small player here in the Trump campaign. But furthermore, all of these charges, and this is what the news is not reporting, all of these charges against Manafort are from years and years ago. I think they go back like 8 or 10 years back. And so it, none of these charges are in any way even loosely connected to his work with the Trump campaign. And what makes matters worse for the prosecutors is their key witness is Paul Manafort's former business partner, who has admitted now in the trial not only that he was unfaithful to his wife and that he was in embezzling money from Paul Manafort, that he was involved in all kinds of nefarious things, and yet he is the chief witness against Paul Manafort. So I'm looking at this through the eyes of these jurors, and I'm thinking to myself, now, wait a minute. This business partner is getting some kind of immunity, or maybe he'll get a small sentence of some sort, maybe nothing. I don't exactly know what his deal is that he was given to cooperate. But if you look at this and say, okay, Paul Manafort may have not paid some of his taxes, I guess is the biggest charge here is tax evasion. But then you look at the business partner who had stolen, admits that he has stolen, you know, untold sums of money. I might look at this as part of the Manafort jury and say, well, look, Paul, you know, Paul Manafort, the poor guy, he could have paid his taxes if not for this business partner that stole millions of dollars from him. Maybe he could have paid his taxes. But I got to believe that after 2 days of deliberation and no verdict, and one of the questions the jury asked the judge to clarify is what is reasonable doubt? I'm thinking hung jury, and I'm thinking that this is really going to be a major setback just from a momentum standpoint for Mueller and the whole, you know, special counsel office, that this would go south. Now, they say, no worries, they've got another trial set to go in September for Paul Manafort, and the prosecutors are saying, and in this case, we have even three times more evidence. So if we don't get him this time, we're going to get him next time. Boy, this just stinks. It doesn't seem like America. It seems like this guy is just being targeted. The chief witness, his embezzler business partner, who's going to maybe walk on all of this for testifying against him. I'm saying hung jury. We'll see. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. You may be following what's going on with the movie pass. And I really like the idea of the movie pass, this idea that you can go to unlimited movies for 10 bucks a month. And then they changed it and you couldn't go to unlimited movies. They put a limit on it. And then it would only work for some movies, but not for all movies. Like, for example, when I tried to use it for Mission Impossible, it wouldn't work for that movie. It was like a blackout for that movie because it was a big movie that had just come out. So I think Star Wars was another one that it was limited on. It was blacked out. But in any case, you may be following all the news, and there's a lot of concern that the company behind it is running out of money. They just changed the terms of my movie pass. I'm someone that's had it for a while. They've made money on me because I have not gone to enough movies. I should have probably canceled it by now, but I didn't. But I agreed to their new terms of service, which is that I can now use it to go to 3 movies a month for the 10 bucks, which I probably should just cancel it because I don't think I'm going to be going to that many movies, and I probably need to just cancel it. But in any case, here's an interesting, maybe a wild speculative investment you might want to consider making. The company behind MoviePass, the company is called Helios and Matheson. Helios and Matheson stock is currently at 3 cents per share. 3 cents per share. So I was just doing the numbers here during the break. I've got my calculator. So let's just say you want to take $100. And let's divide it by 3 cents. You could buy 3,300 shares of stock in the company behind MoviePass. Now, you might say, well, why would I do that? The company's just losing all kinds of money. Maybe they're going to go out of business. Yeah, that's all true. But there's also some talk, some rumors that maybe someone's going to take them over. Someone's going to buy them out. And I don't know. I have no information more than anyone else on this, but I was just thinking this might be, you know, something that someone like a Jeff Bezos, this might be right up his alley. Someone like a Jeff Bezos who's got the Amazon Prime membership. What if you could somehow incorporate an Amazon Prime annual membership to have a movie privilege as part of that? I don't know. The idea of a subscription-based movie membership, I think that has legs. I think that's a good concept. The MoviePass people have really dropped the ball here multiple times in trying to figure this out. But some people say, you know, it's just trying to figure out what the right formula is, because, you know, they can make money on not just the membership fees, but there's also some marketing alliances they have where a new movie comes out. The Hollywood promoters of the movie pay them to notify their list to go see the movie. There's all kinds of side deals that are being struck and can be worked out. And maybe with them limiting it to three movies a month, maybe now the numbers work, because as we know, with a lot of things like health club memberships where people pay a monthly fee, not everybody actually uses it. So could it be that the magic number of up to three movies a month makes the movie pass now work? I don't know, but I think it's interesting. I might, in my brokerage account tomorrow, take $100 and buy 3,000 shares of Helos and Matheson just for, you know, who knows, just for fun, just to see what happens. And I mean, what if a big company like an Amazon stepped up and bought them out, and maybe the shares jump up to be worth, I don't know, a quarter a piece or maybe a dollar a piece. I mean, you know, you're talking about a tremendous return on your money, but it is high stakes gambling. It really is, because at this point in time, who in the world knows? All right, we move ahead here. This is from Fox News. 46 people shot in Chicago since Friday night. And, you know, it just, the news out of Chicago and these shootings, no matter how you spin this, it's just terrible. It's like a war zone. People say it's like a war zone. It really is a war zone when you look at the amount of gun violence. And this, by the way, is a gun-free zone, the city of Chicago, where you're not even allowed to carry pepper spray, I should add. And on Saturday, get this, on Saturday, three people were shot during a back-to-school peace picnic that was held at a playground in the city. So even a peace picnic with kids is drawing gunfire. And the backdrop of all of this, which I find so fascinating politically, is that the mayor of Chicago is making a very vocal stand that he wants no help from the president, and that Chicago is a Trump-free zone, as he has articulated it. And I just don't understand that. I, you know, politics aside, people are dying. And if the federal government can do something, I don't know, bring in the FBI, bring in Homeland Security, bring in the National Guard. I mean, whatever could be done to try to kind of isolate these neighborhoods and do something, I don't know. You know, I know a lot of people that live in Chicago. It was where I was born and raised. I moved away when I was 18. I visit often. And what I've heard in recent years from family I know, you know, family I stay in touch with and friends I know, is that, you know what, this is really not a big deal. It's really hyped by the media, and it's only happening in certain neighborhoods in bad areas of the city. That's what I had been hearing in recent years. But maybe in the last few months or the last year, it's sort of changing now. And I'm getting some feedback that I've never gotten before from family and friends in Chicago that, you know what, it's not just the bad neighborhoods. It's spreading, and it's becoming to where people are afraid to even go out at night. Stories of people afraid to go buy groceries after dark. It's still, you know, the suburbs of Chicago, you're still fairly safe. This is mostly in the city. You know, but the city of Chicago is one of those cities, if you haven't been there, where there's so much to do at night. They have all kinds of festivals and concerts and restaurants with sidewalk seating when the weather permits. It's a beautiful city to go out and see a Broadway show that's touring, or go see the symphony, or, you know, go to a wonderful restaurant. There's all kinds of things to do at night like that. And this is really hurting that, because people are saying, you know what? I don't want to go downtown. I don't want to go into the city at night. And a lot of these businesses make their stock and trade of serving people at night. And these large entertainment districts, the theater districts, all of these areas are starting to see an effect from this violence. Hey, look, set politics aside. If I were the mayor of Chicago, I don't care who the president is. If help can be given to my city, if we can somehow get, you know, some new forces in here to help the police, more power, you know, to the federal government to come in and help us, whatever, wherever we can get help. All right. And then this story is interesting to me. This is in Wichita, Kansas. And I'll tell you why it's interesting. I have had a long time fascination with tiny houses. These are these small houses, which are usually about, you know, maybe 500 to 800 square feet, usually closer to the 500 square feet, where people are deciding, you know what a house is for? You need a bed, you need a place to shower and use a toilet, and maybe a little desk, maybe a little kitchen. You don't really need a big, giant 2,000, 3,000 square foot place. This is a movement that is taking place. And there is a development that is being built near Wichita, Kansas. And there's a huge controversy over these so-called micro mansion tiny homes. After the break, I'll tell you what's going on and why this is such a big deal. These houses look really neat. I don't know why there's a problem with them, but we'll have the details after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, I was just during the break wondering, is the whole Omarosa episode over? Is the flash in the pan finished? She had her week and was on all the big shows. Is it over? I haven't seen any new videos or audios that she's supposed to come out with to kind of keep her book in the headlines. She may be out of rounds, as we say down at the shooting range. Time to go home. No more ammo left in the box. All right. This tiny home deal, I think this is interesting, and we're going to see more of this, which is up until now, when people build these tiny homes, usually what happens is they have to kind of go a little bit out of town, maybe in a rural area, maybe put it on an acre or two where the zoning laws would allow this. Believe it or not, I mean, there are zoning laws in a lot of cities that say if you build a house, it has to be a minimum size. And that would stop someone from going into a traditional neighborhood and putting in a tiny home because it would not be large enough to qualify to get a permit to build it. However, what they're doing here in Wichita, Kansas, I think this is very fascinating. The idea that they're setting up an entire development and every house in this development will be a tiny house, or what they're calling here micro mansions. And I looked at some of the sketches of what these places would look like, and they really look beautiful. And the idea behind a tiny house, if you have not heard of this concept, it's a minimalist approach to your home. The idea is, what do you really need in a house? And I don't want to use the term RV, but think about an RV. This is how I think about a tiny house. Think about an RV. You got a place to sleep, right? You got a little kitchen area. You got a place to shower. You got a toilet there. And what you do is kind of take that idea of like, what are the minimum necessities for someone to live somewhere? And you put that into a small structure. And these houses can be, I've seen them 500 square foot, even smaller than that. And it's amazing how they're designed so creatively, in many ways using some of the same tricks that an RV builder would use. Like, for example, my parents had a nice RV when I was growing up. So the kitchen table and that whole area became a bed. So you could, at night, the table would collapse down. You would get the extra cushions out, and now that's a bed for like two people. Those are the kind of things that they do with tiny houses. You many times have like a kitchen table that folds down, and then now that area can become like a work area or a prep area for the prep cook. So they do all kinds of creative things. There was some TV show, I think it was on HGTV, where they had a guy that would travel around the country building these creative tiny houses. In any case, the controversy is that there's a development that is going, this development that's going in is right up against a development of traditional homes. And these are traditional homes that are apparently like larger estate homes. And so you've got kind of this snobbishness going on, which the people in the large estate homes don't want these redneck, you know, tiny home people moving in next to them. But, you know, in this article, you know, they make a good point. The developer says, you know, don't build a home in a development that's up against a large tract of vacant land. I mean, this is a problem. When you build a house or anything that you build, you know, any real estate that you develop that is up against vacant land, you don't know what's going to happen with that. So don't build up against vacant land unless you're willing to take that risk. And that's really what's going on here. It's turned into a feud, a nasty, ugly feud, as it's described here in this article over at Kansas.com. But you know what? More power to these tiny house people. I think this is a trend that is here to stay. And the tiny house people, I think, should be allowed to have their development. All right, let's talk about cryptocurrency. Not really a lot happening this week in terms of price movement, but I will mention to you that I put two new videos up on YouTube and also on Facebook. So you can find me on YouTube, James L. Paris. You can find me on Facebook, James L. Paris, or our ChristianMoney.com page. I put two new videos up, a video that is getting a lot of traction. It's called How to Become a Crypto Millionaire. And the video, it's only 4 minutes long, but I actually show you in the video how to find these really low-priced cryptocurrencies where maybe you can buy one that's less than a penny right now. So we can kind of compare that to Bitcoin back in 2009 was less than a penny, and right now it's $6,500. So how do you find these legitimate low-cost cryptocurrencies? So I've got a video up on that. That's on YouTube, also on Facebook. I also did a video on how to spend Bitcoin. This is one of the big knocks that people have against Bitcoin is, well, what can you do with it? What can you really buy with Bitcoin? And they kind of laugh at you. Well, I showed people in the video that I put up this week, the second video, how I used Bitcoin to pay for my upcoming flight to Seoul, South Korea. It was $950 flight. I got a tremendous deal because in a lot of cases it would cost double that, but I found the bargain. I got the deal. I'll be going to Seoul, Korea for 2 weeks in October, and I bought my flight using Bitcoin, and I did it using a Bitcoin Visa debit card. And Bitcoin is spendable just like anything else is spent. I mean, it's just like spending money, using a credit card, whatever. And people don't get this. So I did a video showing people how this Bitcoin Visa debit card works. That video is at YouTube, James L. Paris. You can find me there, James L. Paris on Facebook. This was another story that caught my eye. The wallet service blockchain is saying that they're adding, get this, 50,000 users per day over at blockchain, which is a Bitcoin wallet platform. 50,000 people per day. This is, I don't know even how to comprehend this. If this does not make the case, the argument for Bitcoin adoption, that 50,000 people a day are opening up wallet accounts just at this one blockchain wallet platform. And granted, they are one of the bigger ones, but they're not Coinbase. They're not the biggest. And yet, 50,000 people a day opening up Bitcoin wallets over at blockchain. It's official this week on the Coinbase Pro platform, you can now buy and sell Ethereum Classic. And I mentioned that on the broadcast. I think I first mentioned what was going on with Ethereum Classic maybe 2 weeks ago. The price has kind of moved around. I think it's right now around $14. It had gone up to almost $20 once it began being available on the Robinhood app. Some people are predicting that Ethereum Classic, the cryptocurrency, could actually jump to be worth as much as $40 in the short term. And then this is an interesting development. Ravencoin, which most people have never heard of Ravencoin. I mention it in my new book, The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start. I mention it because it was backed and funded by the people at Overstock.com, who are super into cryptocurrency, the people at Overstock.com, which they'll even allow you to pay directly with Bitcoin to buy stuff on the Overstock website. But in any case, they put the initial capital into backing Ravencoin, and you really couldn't buy Ravencoin until just recently. I just found that it is trading now. And I made some comments on my social media this week about Ravencoin, and I believe it's trading. Let me check this really quick. I believe Ravencoin is trading over at Bitrex, which is a U.S.-based exchange. Yeah, and it's really cheap. You can buy Ravencoin now for under 2 cents. So I took a nice position in Ravencoin this week, now that I could buy that through Bitrex. And also another cryptocurrency that I increased my position in is Stellar Lumens, is another one that I added to. So a few things are happening. And again, full and fair disclosure, I do own probably, I don't know, close to 50 cryptocurrencies. So when I comment on them, I have to disclose that I do own almost all the ones that I'm commenting on. Tonight, that's certainly the case, but is almost always the case. A lot of good opportunities out there. Check out my new video on YouTube on how to find these low-priced cryptocurrencies. The YouTube channel is James L. Paris. We'll take a break. We'll be back with perpetual traveler and journalist Wade Shepherd. Don't miss this one. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.